Oh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He is awesome. What a beautiful time you've already had in the Lord this morning. I want to say shalom, everyone. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. I'm so glad you've chosen to join us. Whether you're here in the house or listening to this later, a regular, or this is your first time listening, your willingness to share our Sabbath with us is greatly appreciated. Today, we will dive into the meaning of Sabbath a bit and discuss the importance of keeping the Sabbath, especially during a holiday season. I know last week's message was longer than usual, but today's message will be a bit shorter, I promise. First, though, let's open in prayer. Abba Yahweh, we come before you with grateful hearts. Thank you for drawing us here into your presence, into your rest. As we worship together, open our minds to understand your word and open our hearts to receive your peace. Set aside our distractions, our worries, and all the hectic noise of this season, so that we might hear your still small voice. Teach us the beauty of your Sabbath. Draw us into the rest you created for us, and let your Spirit lead us today and always. In Yeshua's name, amen. There I was, worshiping to the song Waymaker, letting the words wash over me. You never stop working. Suddenly, a string of questions and thoughts poured into my mind. Is this accurate? Yahweh took a seventh-day rest after creation, didn't he? Does he still take a seventh-day rest? What is even a day for the God who created time and is outside of time? What did he do during his seventh day rest? Why is it important for us to take a Sabbath rest? I mean, it is one of the Ten Commandments, fourth commandment to be exact. But why must we keep the fourth commandment? Let's be clear. The fourth commandment is not optional. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. It's found in Exodus 28 through 11. It talks about the commandments. It's repeated again and again. Yahweh tells us to imitate him, to trust him, to mark time his way. He takes it so seriously that Yeshua, in his longest teaching on Torah, warns, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. That's Matthew 5:19. It's Bible. So to dismiss Sabbath is to dismiss the wisdom and benevolence of the Creator. But as Paul reminds us, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. That's 2 Corinthians 3:6. Sabbath rest is also important because it disrupts our tendency to rely on our own strength, reminds us that our value comes from Yahweh and not our productivity, and creates intentional space to commune with Him and those we love. The Torah says, by the seventh day, God completed His work, which He had done, and He ceased on the seventh day from all His work. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, for on it he ceased from all his work that God created for the purpose of preparing. That's Genesis 2, 2 through 3. And I'm reading from the Tree of Life version. So Yahweh didn't rest because he was tired. He isn't like us. He finished his work, set a boundary, and blessed the seventh day as a unique gift. This rest was for us to notice. a pattern built into the DNA of creation. But what does Sabbath obedience look like? It's not legalism, not a rigid, cold measuring of calendars and clock hands. Torah never names the seventh day Saturday or Sunday or any other day. Before cultures named days, it was simply the seventh. Our modern days of the week, Saturday, Sunday, etc., they're named by men, not by Yahweh. Faithful Jews kept the seventh day in the rhythm Yahweh gave. Your family, my family, sometimes we have to work for the sake of life, for health, or for protection. What about doctors, nurses, firefighters, police officers? If no one helped on the Sabbath, suffering would multiply. Yahweh answered this perfectly when he said, "What man among you, if he has only one sheep and it falls into a pit on Yom Shabbat, or the Sabbath, will not grab hold of it and lift it out? Though it is permitted to do good on the Sabbath." That's in Matthew 12:11-12. He also healed on the Sabbath, restoring, not just refraining from work. So Yahweh created a time. He created time itself. And he put stars and the moon and the sun in the sky to mark the time, the days and the seasons. But for Yahweh, who created time, a day for him isn't the same as a day for us. The psalmist says, "For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day just passing by." That's in Psalm 90, verse 4. And Peter echoes, "With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day." That's 2 Peter 3:8. In his mercy, Yahweh steps into our rhythm. He speaks to us in days and seasons and gives us cycles of work and rest. The seventh day is sanctified for our sake. But is Yahweh still working on the Sabbath? Or does he still take a Sabbath? Yeshua answers this directly. "My Father is still working, and I also am working." That's John 5:17. What does that mean? Yahweh's creative work was finished, but his sustaining, loving care never stops. He upholds all things by the word of his power, according to Hebrews 1:3. The rest of creation was a finished act. The ongoing care, mercy, healing, providing, redeeming, continues without interruption. What a blessing that is, right? But what did Yahweh do on the seventh day? I think that's a holy mystery. He rested, blessed, and set it apart. The Sabbath wasn't for him, but for us. Yeshua said, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath," in Mark 2:27. Seventh day was Yahweh's gift, a space for trust, for remembering, for delighting in him. Torah tells us, "By the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he ceased on the seventh day from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it." It said that earlier. It's blessed. It's sanctified. The seventh day. But it doesn't say exactly what he did beyond ceasing from creation and blessing the day. Scripture is silent on whether he walked in the garden with Adam and Hava that special day, or simply observed and delighted in everything he'd made. Jewish tradition sometimes imagines Yahweh taking joy in his finished creation, perhaps even communing with humanity in the garden. Some extra biblical sources, like the writings of the rabbis, talk about Yahweh's presence dwelling with Adam and Eve. But we don't have direct scriptural proof of the details. What we do know is that Yahweh set the seventh day apart, a space for connection, not just rest. He modeled contentment with what was finished, and offered relationship to those he made in his image. But while we can't say for sure if he walked with Adam and Eve on that first Shabbat, the heart of Sabbath is still this. Every seventh day since creation, he invites us to step away from striving, to enjoy his presence, and to trust in his care, to commune with him. Hebrew speaks of Sabbath as a shadow of greater rest. So there remains a Shabbat rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered God's rest has also ceased from his own work, just as God did from his. That's Hebrews 4, 9 through 10. So now I want to talk about the Sabbath versus a holiday. What's the difference between rest and escape? Because now we're in the heart of a holiday season, right? We just celebrated Thanksgiving a couple weeks ago. We're starting Hanukkah tonight. And for those who celebrate Christmas, Christmas is coming up in a week and a half. The New Year's. So we're in the holiday season. Party after party. Almost, the holidays are extremely busy for most of us, right? It's a time when almost everyone is off work. How many of us actually feel rested? With all the parties and the busyness of buying gifts and wrapping gifts and giving gifts and cooking and cleaning and having family and friends over, maybe traveling to visit family and friends. It's a lot of work. We plan vacations and family gatherings, road trips and parties, thinking we're finally going to catch our breath. But if we're honest, holidays can really wear us out, right? There's a reason people joke, I need a vacation from my vacation. By the time it's over, all we want is to go back to our normal routine, just to recover. Why is that? Because vacation is not the same as Sabbath rest. Vacations can be wonderful, but they're still full of our own plans, our own activity, our own attempts to squeeze the most out of every moment. They're about escape, escape from routine, from work, sometimes even from our own hearts. But Sabbath is something else entirely. Sabbath isn't just time off. It's time with. It's setting apart one day in seven to deliberately stop. Stop striving. Stop managing. Stop producing. And instead, rest in Yahweh. Rest with our families. Rest in his finished work. Not a legalistic pause, and it's not a wild break from reality. It's a return to true reality, the reality that Yahweh is in control and we are loved. He loves us so much. When we honor Sabbath, we're saying, the world keeps turning even if I step away. My value isn't in what I produce or how much I accomplish. I am enough because Yahweh said so. No vacation of the world can give you that kind of peace. Only Yahweh's rest can. So, as you go through this holiday season, don't forget to keep the Sabbath. Look for true rest. Say yes to the Sabbath. Not just a break from work or time to spend with family and exchange gifts, but a deep return to trust, gratitude, and delight in Him. The Sabbath rest is the most valuable gift you can give yourself, and you and your family this holiday season. Now I want to talk about mercy, not sacrifice, Sabbath and compassion. Yahweh's Sabbath is a sanctuary of freedom, grace, and mercy. He desires mercy, not sacrifice, which it says in Matthew 12:7, quoting Hosea. This means the person who honors Sabbath by resting 1 and 7, putting aside business, trusting Yahweh for provision, is keeping the spirit of the law, even if it's not Saturday or Sunday. Paul writes, one person esteems one day above another, while another views every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes that day does so for the Lord. That's Romans 14:5-6. And Isaiah calls Sabbath a delight, the holy day of Adonai honored. In Isaiah 58:13-14, not a burden or a cage. And to be honest, during the holiday season, you might find that you need to honor a non-traditional day as your Sabbath. I believe as long as it is 1 in 7, you are keeping the commandment. I believe this because my mother, who is also an ordained minister, told me she asked Yeshua straight out, and he told her the Sabbath is 1 in 7. And also, to be honest, as earlier mentioned, I can't believe that Yahweh would condemn doctors, nurses, police officers, firefighters, etc., for working on a specific day of the week by calling it the Sabbath. Yahweh is far more interested in mercy, in trust, than in technicalities. Scripture is clear about this. James says, mercy triumphs over judgment in James 2:13. Paul reminds us, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life in 2 Corinthians 3:6. Yeshua himself warned the Pharisees that legalistic religious rules missing the heart of compassion fall short of Yahweh's intention. He says it in Matthew 12:7, quoting Hosea 6:6, but if you had known what this means, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you wouldn't have condemned the innocent. So Sabbath is not about rigid technicalities or fearing will slip up on the calendar. It's about entering into Yahweh's life-giving rhythm, trusting him enough to rest, and showing compassion when life or emergency calls. Where the Spirit gives life, mercy will always be at the center. How then do we keep the fourth commandment today? We honor it by faithfully setting aside 1 day in 7, just as the Spirit leads. On this day, we step away from ordinary work and make space to delight in Yahweh, reflect on His creation, and trust that He will provide for our needs. Keeping the Sabbath also means offering mercy when it's needed, even when our rest is interrupted. After all, the specific day isn't what matters most to Yahweh. It's our willingness to remember Him, to trust Him, to rest in Him. At the heart of keeping the Sabbath, it's all about relationship. A day we set aside and guard for building intimacy with Yeshua and with the people closest to us. For as long as I can remember, I've told my son, our Sabbath is God and Family Day. Not about rules. It's about real connection. During the holidays, it's even more important to take that day of rest to remember the reason for the season. Don't let the busyness and noise of the season crowd out what matters most. Take a Sabbath rest. It may be the greatest gift you give yourself and your family this year. In closing, I want to challenge you. Let's be people who take Yahweh at His word, who honor the fourth commandment, not through the burden of man-made calendars, but in the freedom, delight, and trust of the Spirit. Remember, it's not any specific day. It's 1 in 7. Let us teach Shabbat observers with joy, not shame or condemnation, offering Yahweh's rest to a world desperate for peace. All the doctors and nurses and emergency response members, like firefighters and police and the ambulance drivers, we appreciate them. And we want to honor them for doing what they do every day. Whatever their schedule is, I'm sure we want doctors attending to patients every day of the week. Amen? We want some doctor there. They take turns. They have shifts. I've been in the hospital numerous times, and sometimes one doctor would see me, sometimes another doctor would see me, because they take turns. That way, every doctor can have a Sabbath, because every doctor's not working 7 days. And the nurses who assist them. You know, if you're in the hospital, I'm sure you don't want everybody disappearing 1 day a week. And then there'll be the hospital empty of all personnel. And you're laying there in the bed. And what if you start to have an emergency? What if you need help? Oh, it's Sabbath. No one's here to help you. Just got to lay there in the bed and suffer. You see how ridiculous that is? That whole idea. What about your house catching on fire? Oh, it's the Sabbath. Firefighters aren't working today. Your house is going to have to burn down. You just have to go out in the yard and watch it burn down. No, that don't make even sense. And if all the police officers are taking Saturday off, because it's the Sabbath, then all the criminals will be working on that day. You see how this doesn't make any sense at all? So the Saturday is not the Sabbath. It may be your Sabbath, and maybe you take Saturday, every Saturday off as a Sabbath. Good for you. I take Sunday. But sometimes you might need to take Friday. Maybe the plans change that week and you have to shift your day. And because there's mercy over judgment, you can take 1 in 7. And sometimes if you have a job where you have to work 14 days straight, okay, once you're off, take 2 days, catch up. I think occasionally that works. It's between you and God, really. Don't let anyone judge you because of the day you take for your Sabbath. And even if you have to delay the Sabbath because your work schedule says you have to work 7 days a week that week for whatever reason. And I know people who have to work, you know, 7 days straight. Occasionally. I mean, they're not supposed to do that, but sometimes you have to. What if it's about like emergency recovery after a hurricane? What if it's just your job and you've agreed to take that job? I catch up on your Sabbath so that it works out to 1 in 7. Like I said, if you work 14 days straight, take 2 Sabbath days in a row. As soon as you're off, take a couple Sabbath days and rest and catch up and spend time with God and your family and make up for that. There's mercy there. There's mercy. Amen. Once again, I want to encourage you. Let us teach Shabbat observance with joy. It should be a joy, not a burden. Do not shame or condemn someone because they got to work on a certain day of the week. Let them work that out between them and God, because ultimately it's about relationship, and their relationship with the Almighty is their business. Your relationship with the Almighty is your business. And you have to work this out. And if they esteem all days the same, and they keep their day or days different than yours, they're doing it as the Lord, and you're doing it unto the Lord. Let's receive the Sabbath not as a test, but as a gift. A preview of the final perfect rest we will share in Messiah's kingdom. I want to just remind you, if you teach people not to keep the Sabbath, then you will be called the least in the kingdom. I do believe in the Sabbath. I do believe in keeping 1 and 7. But I also believe in mercy and compassion. I believe in honoring Yahweh, in helping others, even if it is my Sabbath. If someone needs help on Sunday afternoon, I'm going to help them. Because Yahweh modeled that. Yahweh healed on the Sabbath. He said, making rules that constrain mankind and keep people from entering into relationship with Yahweh was wrong. So I'm not going to go around and tell everybody, you have to keep Sabbath on Saturday or you're going to hell. Some denominations teach that. They teach that you have to observe Sabbath on Saturday or else you won't be in the ark. You won't be saved. You're going to hell. To me, that's ridiculous. I made that perfect clear when I talked about the different professions that have to work on Saturday. Doctors and nurses and police officers, etc. They have to, somebody has to be working on that day. So you have to keep the Sabbath, yes. It's a commandment, one of the top 10. You must keep the Sabbath. I'm teaching you. Keep the Sabbath. Make it holy. But do so in a way that honors Yahweh and the relationship factor. Relationship with God and family. As I teach my son, and I've taught my son his whole life, our Sabbath is God and family day. But our church brothers and sisters are also family. So if they need something on Sunday afternoon, I'm here for you. I will help you out. Also, healing the sick or getting somebody's animal out of the ditch. Whatever. I'm going to help where I can, when I can, when God makes available. Whether it's the Sabbath or not the Sabbath. What I'm ceasing from is depending on myself, my own work, my own abilities. I'm taking the time to build relationship and let Yahweh know. I believe in Him. I trust in Him. I know my provision is from Him. Even if it comes through the work of my own hands, it's still from Him. Amen. And during a holiday season, we need that Sabbath rest more than any other time of the year, I think. Because we got so much going on. We're so busy. It's important to take a day every week to rest, to relax, to spend time with God and family. Not working, just relaxing, reminding each other who God is and what He's done for you. Tonight begins Hanukkah for us. And Hanukkah for us is all about remembering the miracle working power of the Lord. Yeshua is a miracle worker. Yahweh, he created the heavens and the earth. That's a miracle. Yeshua was raised from the dead. That's a miracle. All week long, for the next 8 days, we're going to be talking about the miracles in the Bible and in our life. It's time to take time and reflect on what exactly has God done for us this past year. He's done so much. And when we take a time away to just rest and remind each other what God has done, it's a joy. It encourages us. It gives us strength. It builds our faith. And as we go into the new year, it reminds us to continue trusting in Yahweh, who does miracles. He's a miracle worker. Amen? Let's pray. Yahweh, thank you for the gift of Sabbath, for the invitation to trust you, rest in you, and remember who we truly are. Help us to walk in the freedom and delight you designed, not just in the season, but each week. Give us the courage to step away from the busyness and the wisdom to choose rest, real rest, over a mere escape. Because this season is not about taking a vacation. It's about celebrating you. May your peace fill our hearts, our homes, and all those we love. Let your Shabbat rest draw us closer to you, and through us, bring blessing to the world, a world so desperately in need of peace and rest. So many wars breaking out in the world today, and this season, it should be a time of peace. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Lord, let the light of the world shine in us and through us. Let your peace, your shalom, enter into the world during the next few weeks as we wrap up 2025 and enter into 2026. We ask for your peace. Yeshua, our Prince of Peace, reign in us and through us. And let your light fill the earth. Let your glory cover the earth. There may be peace. Bring many to the saving knowledge of Yeshua during the season when much of the world is focused on you. We ask that Santa Claus will not overshadow you, Yeshua. And we know many people are celebrating Christmas and they think it's your birthday. They talk about your birthday. We know it's not really your birthday this month, but we love you and we are grateful that you did come and be born of a virgin, that you did come and become a man and live as a man to show us a way and to die on the cross and to rise again so that we might be saved and have relationship with you. But whatever people are celebrating during this season, Hanukkah or Christmas or whatever, let them do it unto you, to celebrate you, to honor you, to build relationship with you, and to lead others into relationship with you. There's no better time than to repent and come to the saving knowledge of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. In your precious name, Yeshua, we pray all this. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say to you, if you haven't given your life to Yeshua, and you came across this message, and it intrigued you, and maybe you had questions about the Sabbath, maybe keeping the Sabbath on Saturday was a hardship for you, and so you wanted to hear what I had to say, and you want to give your life to the Lord because you thought you had to have the Sabbath on Saturday, and it kept you from giving your life to the Lord because you got to work on Saturday. And now you know you don't have to work or take a day off from work on the Saturday. Your schedule is your schedule, and it's between you and God. Yes, I encourage you to keep 1 and 7. But first, give your life to Yeshua. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then let the Holy Spirit guide you to that 1 and 7 that He wants you to take. He's not a hard taskmaster. He's not. He's merciful and kind. He loves you. Repent today and make a commitment to be in relationship with Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Wow. I hope you were blessed by this message. I hope it encouraged you to keep a Sabbath 1 and 7. I hope it encouraged you in ways that you need to be encouraged. That it removed guilt and condemnation from you. If you have to work on Saturday or you have to work on Sunday, whatever your family's traditional Sabbath is, but the guilt and condemnation's been removed. I bless you and I encourage you. Now, as you enter the rest of your holiday season, remember the beauty and importance of a Sabbath rest. Take time to trust, delight, and connect with Yahweh, whether it's for the first time or you've known Him for decades. There's always more to know. Take time to get to know Him deeper during this holiday season. And spend time with your family with true rest. Getting to know Yahweh together as family. Family that prays together stays together. What I've heard. But you got to truly pray. You got to, it's not just a blessing over a meal. Not just lay me down to sleep. I pray my soul to keep, you know, the children's bedtime prayer, whatever. No, it's pray for each other. Encourage one another. Pray for our country or whatever country you're in. Pray for your leaders. They need prayer. They need the wisdom of God. We did that before church this morning. We prayed for our leaders. And we prayed for one another. So as you finish out this holiday season, remember to pray for each other and pray for our leaders. Pray for peace in the world. Pray for Jerusalem. Those who pray for Israel are blessed. So right now we take a minute to bless Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We speak shalom and salvation to Jerusalem and Israel in the name of Yeshua. And as always, may there be shalom in your home.